Aho and welcome across the veil. I'm April, your host and facilitator for the next hour. Across the veil is the unique experience of communication with those who have preceded us across the veil. During the hour, you may receive a message from or hear from a loved one, a friend, the angels, the guides, teachers, masters, anyone who wants to bring a message over to you. The messages might seem to be a little bit strange or might not match up. Maybe you don't even recognize a name or a place or a situation, but don't worry about it. It's going to eventually show itself to you. It may be that it was a friend of a loved one or a neighbor or something like that who's bringing the message over to you. During the hour, we are accepting phone calls. We're answering questions and seeing if we can get you connected with those who are on the other side to bring over a little bit more information. I wanted this week to invite a guest that's local here with me, and we want to talk a little bit about bringing in the energies and hearing from others on the other side to help encouraging us in health. And I know that there's a kind of a worldwide situation happening right now where people are starting to feel fearful and be concerned about being protected and able to stay well. And I wanted to invite Denise with us this week. She's a friend, a student, and a client. And she has had some pretty miraculous experiences and some pretty amazing visits from others on the other side as well. And today we're going to talk a little bit about, like I said, visits from the other side, those who want to come across the veil and share insight with us. And if you have questions or would like to make a connection, do please feel free to contact us or to phone call us. I'm getting a message from Michelle. And Michelle, I'm hearing that the situation that you're going through right now may seem pretty grim. It may seem pretty dark. It feels like you have actually lost employment, and because of the stress, it's making your body react with some illnesses. So what I want to tell you is that they're saying that you will secure your employment back, that there has been a correction in the problem that caused the loss of employment, and that that's going to correct itself, and you will have another job, and it'll be it's going to be a step up. It's not going to be a parallel move, but this message from Michelle is that the job is actually going to kind of step you up a little bit. So keep yourself out of despair. Keep yourself away from that fear, allowing fear to take any foothold or any negative vibration that may come with that. One of the things that I wanted to share with is that when we hear of things going on and we hear of epidemics or we hear of different things that can affect us, we need to stay in a positive light. We need to stay connected with the divine source of love and light and healing. And in doing that, we're going to be able to protect ourselves, keep ourselves healthy, keep ourselves under that divine covering of what we need to be under. And when we get into fear, or we get into frustrations, or we get into anger, we open ourselves up to close that healing. We open ourselves up to close that protection. And we don't want to go there. We don't want to step into giving that negative vibration or that negative experience a chance to take a foothold and then wipe us out on our positive steps forward. So as we go through our lives and as we go through everyday events and situations, it can be our financial situations, it can be our work situations, it can be our health situations, any of those type of things, we need to stay in control of allowing the fear and the anger and the guilt and all of those things to be removed from us. And we want to keep them covered with love and light and healing. If you walked into a dark room and you reach over and you hit the light switch and the light comes on, what happens to that darkness? It runs away. It goes away. It totally leaves the room, and the room is now filled with the light. And as we walk into all of our situations, if we just simply flip on the switch of love and light and healing, we can move forward and we can go into that situation. I have a Chaz that's coming through right now. If you lost someone by the name of Chaz, he wants me to bring the message forward that he is doing fine, that his death seemed timely, but that it was in the divine order of when he was to pass, that he wants to share love to his sister, who apparently was stricken with this, with his passing very intently. So if you're listening today, he wants you to be aware that he is fine and that he left when he was supposed to and in the manner that he was supposed to. It was an agreed situation, and that he wants you to not grieve in your heart. He wants you to feel peace. He wants you to feel calmness about that. As I had stated, I have with me a gal. Her name is Denise. Hi, Denise.
Hi, April.
I want to welcome you to Across the Veil today.
Thank you.
We are talking about, as you could hear a little bit earlier, about how we can maintain our health and how we can maintain balance in our lives. And it's pretty neat. Before Denise arrived, I was sitting out on my medicine wheel and doing some work on a medicine wheel deck that I'm creating, an oracle deck. And as I was sitting there, I heard this incredible noise as it was approaching. And I looked up in the sky, and there was this big, beautiful raven flying overhead. And I could just hear his wings as he flapped through. And when I came in, I picked up the Animal Wise book that I have by Ted Andrews. And I wanted to share with the listeners a little bit that they have to say in here. It says, ravens are playful and excellent tool users. They will take stones or anything else they need to help to crack anything open. They take responsibility for what they want to accomplish. They put forth their efforts. And I thought, that is just so neat. They'll teach us the real magic that lies within our own lives, and they'll help us be able to move through any of the negative or any of the darkness that may seem like it's shrouding us right now. And you know, I've had many people this week contact me about their finances and about how the economy is starting to recover, and they're starting to feel that, but that they still kind of feel that little bit of hopelessness there. And so we were able to make connections with them and help them move through that. And then I've had a few folks from Texas who have contacted me about this illness that's kind of coming into the areas and how we could bring in light and healing and the energy of that protection to ourselves, and using divine source and the knowledge that sometimes our ancestors will share with us from the other side. And Denise, I know that you've had some pretty amazing experiences with your health and in dealing with people who have come over from the other side to give you wisdom and knowledge and have sent you on a path to connect with myself and with others to help you on that path. Would you like to share one of those stories with us?
I would love to. It started about a year ago, and at that point in my life, I had been diagnosed with fibromyalgia, post-traumatic stress disorder, chronic fatigue syndrome, and had a bad knee from an injury that just would not heal and could not heal. And they eventually did a total knee replacement, which did not work. I had gotten to the point in my life that I was completely and totally bedridden, in so much pain that I was honestly contemplating committing suicide. I just could not see how I could possibly go on with my life. I happened to be driving in town one day, and my car literally swerved out of the lane for no apparent reason whatsoever. It caused me to look around to see what had happened to make my car swerve like that. I glanced over, and I happened to see a new shop that had opened. I just said to my daughter, oh, well, next time we get back into town, we need to check this out. Unbeknownst to my daughter, my daughter went back the next day, walked into that shop, and talked to the owner of the shop, who happened to turn out to be April. She told April a little bit of what was going on. Of course, I had stayed home that day and was in bed, and after months and months of prayer, it's kind of funny, April pretty much kind of like landed in my lap. my daughter had stopped and had a long conversation with her, and April was good enough to give her some information. When you returned home that day, she took all the information and kind of tossed it to me in my lap as I was laying there in bed. I looked over the information, and I was very, very fearful. I didn't know what to expect, but I knew that I had to do something. It turns out that that was the answer to my prayers. I went in, and on my first session with April, she was able to, she didn't even have her hand on my knee. She was able to rock that knee into place two different times. And it was just so strange. I hadn't told April anything about me. I'm very quiet, very reserved, very kind of closed off, the lone wolf type character. And about halfway through the session, she kind of looked down at me and said, "You have got to release this guilt that you're carrying. You cannot get well." And I looked at her and I thought, my God, how in the world could this woman have any idea of any of my past history, or how could she see and feel all of, and it truly was guilt that I had been carrying. She, at the end of the session, she walked me out and she said to me, "I invite you to take this book and take it home and read it." It happened to be a book. It's called How to Heal Your Life. It's by Louise Hay. That literally changed my life around completely and totally. Now it is almost a year later, and I am in better health than I have been in the last 20 years. I'm able to walk up and down stairs. I'm no longer on a walker. I no longer carry a cane. I'm back to being me, and in fact, I feel that it's a better me by journeying with April. She has opened so many doors to me that it's just, I don't know how to explain it. It's absolutely incredible. And by learning, my life has changed around, and things, the show is about talking about through the veil, and I had a very exciting incident happen to me here not too long ago. My grandfather passed away when I was about 12 years old. And in traveling and learning and taking classes from April, I've learned to look for the signs and look for the messages. And I had been in a situation, and I was pretty upset and kind of having a hard time. And out of the blue, we were out on a vacation, and I said to my husband, "Let's stop at this little shop right here in the middle of nowhere." And we stopped, and sure enough, I turned the corner, and there on a little plaque, a hand-painted plaque, was a lighthouse with the word Trinidad underneath it. And it turned out, in fact, my grandfather built that lighthouse on Trinidad. So there was a complete message right there telling me that, yes, I still am with you. Yes, I am still here. Yes, I still love you. And I'm looking, and I'm watching, and I'm with you. And if I hadn't had those doors open for me, I would have, I'm not even sure I would have even stopped at that little obscure shop on the side of the road.
I'm not even sure you would have went on the vacation.
I'm not sure. I don't think I would have either, quite frankly. But it was just, it was amazing to just find that and then to know. And from everything that I've learned, it was like, oh, it just, you can't imagine. I grabbed that plaque up, and it was just a little one, and I held it right next to my heart and went through the rest of the shop. And it gave me such comfort and such joy to know that he was there. And quite frankly, a year and a half ago, I don't think I would have even connected with it. You know, it's to know that that is right there and that they, in fact, are here and they're trying to come through. And it's just a matter of, I guess, of listening and learning.
And as we go through every process that we go through, from when her car was led to come over to where our shop was located at that time, it's because when we put the prayers out and we look for the answers, those on the other side are hearing us, and our divine source is guiding us. And those who are going to give us messages, or the angels, or our teachers, are going to put us in that right position to connect when we should. And I have a belief that if a student is ready, or if a client is ready, then the teacher, or the healer, or the message is there for them. And there's, you know, there's the connection that needs to be made. And when we're all working under the guidance of that, and listening to those still small directions and those still small voices, that's how we can bring those answers to ourselves, and we can bring that strength to ourselves. And, for example, like with Denise, when her car swerved, she knew she needed to listen to that calling. And I, in turn, had been putting out the prayer and the love and the light in that darkness of the world to bring in those that needed to hear from, the messages that needed to come forward. Excuse me. And in her situation, we simply listened to what her guides were telling me, what the angels were showing me, and what the messages were that were coming forward to help her to begin to put her life on healing, her path on healing, her life to become well so that she could continue on and move forward with her purpose, move forward with her blessings. And that's what messages from the other side can do. That's when we reach across the veil, that hope can be there, that rainbow, that love, that light can be there to encourage us, to help us, to answer the questions. Does everybody get the same type of results that Denise got? Maybe not. Maybe their paths are meant to go a little bit of a different direction, and that's okay. There's never condemnation. There's never judgment. There's never any of that negative type of thing that we put on there. We put those limitations on ourselves. And it's when we start following and listening to those directions and to those guidances that we can know that we can move forward. And, for example, Denise, I know when you were on this vacation that you had to go through some experiences with some family members that could have been potentially severe enough, but you would have felt like you were going to get beaten down, right?
Oh, yeah, there is no doubt about it. There is absolutely no doubt about it. You know, family is family, and sometimes family just can... it's like they get it in their head that is the right thing for you, and they, unfortunately, some family members disguise it under, oh, I'm just looking out for you, or I'm just trying to do the best for you, where ultimately they are after their own gain and they're reaching their own goals, and unfortunately, and I'm sure I'm not the only person that has had family use us for the stepping stone or the ladder or the jump-off point, and all in the name of family, have done some pretty severe damage, you know, maybe not necessarily physically, but emotionally.
And through the use of having visits from the other side, we can then get the strength to be able to not get drawn into that drama, right?
Oh, exactly.
You know, getting those messages and getting those words that are going to keep us on the right path, and not, you know, the good intentions that they may feel within their hearts can kind of bring us down, can kind of bring us to that point. But when we have had the connection with divine source or with the angels or with the teachers or our masters, then we're able to move forward. And when you were getting ready to go on this trip, you had an amazing visit that came in from your mother, who basically is on the other side, but who basically said, stand tall and stand true that it's going to be okay. And so while you were on this trip, it made it, not that it was smooth sailing and there were no bumps and ups and downs or bruises or anything like that on the emotional scale, you had the strength to do it because you heard the message.
Yes, I did. And I have learned that I'm never, ever alone. I spent so many years of my life thinking that it was just me and how can I handle all of this and how can I do all this, and that fear to the absolute core of feeling so abandoned and so alone and nobody to depend on and nobody to fall back on and no kind of nobody there. And since I've started this path, I realize now that I am never alone. I always have them with me. They are always here with me. And the farther that I go in my learning, the stronger that I'm becoming, because I can feel them. I can feel them standing beside me or standing in front of me or standing next to me, wherever the situation, whatever situation calls for, they step right in. And until you have experienced that type of feeling, I don't know how to describe it otherwise, other than it starts at your head and it ends at your toes, and you know that they're there and that they're there to protect you, and you're not alone. And even if you do walk into a room and the light switch or the light bulb is burnt out, you're still not alone in the dark. They're there all the time, willingly, lovingly. They've been there all the time.
Directing, nudging, answering questions. You know, you could stand there and have a conversation with yourself, and you're going to give yourself your answers, because we're going to allow, when you're connecting and allowing the others that are across the veil to visit with us, to come through. I had a situation yesterday evening. We were sitting out in the hot tub, and my 18-month-old granddaughter sitting there, and she keeps pointing up to the ceiling. And finally I looked at her and I said, "Who do you see, honey?" And I knew who I saw. I kept saying to her, "Who do you see, honey? Who do you see, honey?" And her 9-year-old sister sitting next to me, and she says, "Grandma, I'm not so sure I can see that." And I said, "Well, honey, it's about time you start looking." And I did some exercise with her to get her start seeing through her spiritual connection again. And she goes, "Grandma, that's Grandpa Eddie." And I laughed and chuckled, and because that's whom I had seen. And we just kind of went on with the hot tub time, and a little bit down the road again, the 18-month-old is pointing again and giggling and laughing and just having a grand old time. And when we came inside, and just on one of the shelves inside the door where the hot tub room is, there's a picture of my late husband. And she runs over and she grabs the picture and she's pointing to it and looking and having this big grin on her face. And I thought to myself, even though my husband was not here at the time that this child entered into the earth plane, he still is coming through with that grandfatherly love. He's still coming through with that comfort. And because of her age and that innocence, Denise, like you were saying when you were sharing a little bit of your story there, that innocence, when we can all get back to that innocence as a baby, as an infant, where we can allow those that are on the other side to visit with us and to share with us and to show us things. And sometimes we get those warnings that maybe we shouldn't go down this particular street. I'm going to use an example. One day I was getting ready to go into the shop in town, and it had been snowing. It was an early snow for the winter, so that meant the roads were going to be very icy and very treacherous. So as I was beginning to leave, I thought, well, I could go the normal short route into the office and, you know, get there quickly and maybe not be on the road so much. But when I got out to the corner, I could hear my guide as he was sitting beside me in the car, and he was saying, and really nudging me to go the other direction, which would have been much longer, which would have taken me more time, and I would be on the highway longer. But yet I listened, and I did. I turned that way and got into the shop. And as I came in the door, one of the gals that was there as the receptionist, she looked at me and she goes, "We didn't expect you to be in for a couple more hours. We just heard that there's a really bad accident because of the ice and the conditions that have slowed down traffic, and we were getting ready to call your client and tell them, you know, to maybe not come in because you were going to be late, but lo and behold, you're here. Those are the kind of leadings, those are the kind of directions that we can also get on our everyday lives that are going to help us and encourage us and let us know. So the messages from the other side, from those that are across the veil, can put us in situations where we don't have to maybe be involved in something. We have to learn to listen. We need to learn to quiet the mind, and we need to allow ourselves to listen to the nudging when we're driving down the road and our car does a funny thing, such as Denise's did. She could have just blown that off and just could have poo-pooed it and said, oh, something's wrong with the car, we need to take it to the shop. But instead, she sat back and listened to the message that a guide was giving her. Lo and behold, she didn't know that at the time, but because of those gentle nudgings, that's how we learn these things. That's how we learn, and we can depend and we can understand that type of situation. So when we get messages from across the veil, or we have visitors that come from across the veil, I want to remind you to always only entertain those ones that bring in the messages of love and light and healing and that type of thing. You do not ever, ever want to listen to a message that may tell you to do harm to another person or may tell you to do harm to yourself. Those are the ones that you want to turn around and stomp your foot at, as if it's a dog that's kind of in your yard that shouldn't be there. You want to turn around and stomp your foot at it and tell it to go away, that those are not any of the kind of messages that you want to entertain. You want to hear from what the guides are saying to you, from what the directions are that are giving you to move forward. With that, I have a message for a Julie. A Julie, they want me to share with you that your decisions in life have been so divinely directed and so divinely moved forward that even though you're kind of standing back and reevaluating things, don't second guess yourself. They're telling me to tell you that your process forward is the process that your guides, that the angels, you work a lot with angel energy, and they want me to let you know that the angels are helping you move into a new position, a newness of your walk, a newness of purpose, that you've completed one phase and now you're beginning to enter phase two. Really, it's more like phase six or seven, but they're giving me that example of moving from one phase to another in your life purpose and your life path, and to move forward with that with confidence. I also have a message for Alana. Alana, your business will soon be prospering to the point of you know that you're going to need to expand. You're going to know that you're going to need to complete some things that you're working on to make it what it is it's supposed to be. You know what I'm talking about because I'm seeing a visual of an area that you have done and that there's more areas behind that can be developed and created for your business space. And right now you're just kind of working in a portion of this. They're telling me that it'll soon be expanding and you'll soon be moving very forward. And the messages that you carry forward from what you get from the guides of those who come and come to you, don't ever, ever feel like you're not following that path, not following that light, because you are. They want you to be aware of that. I'm also hearing a very similar message for Gloria in business, that you are moving forward with your business, and as long as you continue to bring that light through it, it's going to expand and it's going to be very powerful. We are taking phone calls during this hour, so if you do have any questions or any would like to ask Denise any questions, or if you'd like to see if we can make a connection for you, please do feel free to phone in at any time during the program. And if for some reason you're not able to get through, I encourage you to keep trying. I know that sometimes the lines are a little bit hard to get in on, but please do keep trying, because we will be more than happy to visit with you and share with you as we bring forward some messages. I'm seeing a picture of the globe. I'm seeing like it's like I've removed myself from the time and space where I'm at right now, right here, and I've actually moved myself outside, and I'm looking down, and I'm looking from above the earth, and I'm seeing the earth as I'm looking in. I'm focusing in on what appears to be where the United States and Mexico and Canada and all of that dynamics of the earth creation are coming out and vibrating out, and they're showing me that these are going to get stronger, that we're going to become a very powerful, healthy nation. They're showing me this as I'm up and above, and that our country's dynamics are going to begin to change dramatically. That I'm seeing it as I'm above, and I can see where different things are going to try to come in. And as we listen to the messages that come forward, a lot of angel connection today. I'm hearing a lot of messages from the angelic realm, that the angels, as long as we continue to listen and as long as we continue to bring in protection and as long as we continue to follow the voice of our guide, that it's going to make more changes and it's going to make more powerful reactions. Caller, go ahead.
Hi, April. I'm new to BBC. I'm not sure if you just start channeling or if you want a question.
What we can do is we could, what you know, see what they may have for you. Do you have a question on your mind?
I was told recently by a free consultation that I have the beginnings of cancer, and I'm a little skeptical of it. But I was also wondering if, what your feeling is, and would diet help me?
Diet would definitely help you. A correction in some of the food patternings that you're eating, bringing in some more of, I'm hearing healthy grains. I don't know why I'm hearing that. Bringing in some more healthy grains into your diet would be of benefit to you. I'm also hearing that in the stages where you're at in your health, that you can draw from light source. Okay, they're telling me something about light source. I'm seeing in Alaska, one of the things that we have that a lot of people will put in their space is a sad light, and it's a light that brings in, because we have a lot of darkness here, it brings in like having the sunshine around. So I'm seeing like light energy. I'm kind of seeing that type of energy around you. I'm also seeing that you're very protected. Was your grandmother or your mother, did they have a very strong prayer life? Did they have a very strong connection with you that way?
No. Actually, my childhood was difficult, but I was close to my grandfather and grandmother. Prayer life, no, but close, loving.
Okay. So they protected you through a closeness of life then, correct?
In a way, they couldn't protect me, but they did what they could.
Okay, how they could do it. Because what I feel with you is I feel kind of like that. It's an old saying that I've heard, a grandmother's prayer, how they bring in that nurturing, that protective prayer. You have that energy around you, of like a grandmother's energy who is being there, and they're bringing that love and protection through a prayer to you. So I'm not sure if you can, connect with the understanding of that, but it's somebody there that's going to help you with this process that you're in the beginning stages of. And do I feel that the diagnosis that you had received of being in a precancerous state, is that part of your question?
Mm-hmm. Right.
I feel a little bit of a speckling in your energy field as I kind of scan over your body. I don't know if you can feel me as I'm doing that. Some people they can. So if you could kind of feel that I'm kind of there scanning your energy, don't feel that it's odd.
Okay.
But I'm feeling a little bit of a speckling, but I think there's some things that you can do. Yes, number one, with diet. Yes, number one, two, with bringing in some more light. There's something about light. Do you tend to stay at home a lot?
Yes.
Do you get out in the sunshine? Okay.
Well, I take my dog out twice a day, but I'm an artist, and I'm also reclusive, but I'm a real homebody.
I can really see that. You need to have some of the energy and the vibration that comes from the light, the sun, the warmth. I'm not saying you want to go out and get burned in the sun or, you know, get too much sun exposure, but there's something about the warmth of that on your skin, because I'm feeling your skin, and I can really feel where you need that, that warmth.
Okay. I didn't hear the word that you said, the what energy around me, energy field? Could you spell that? I didn't hear the word. You said there's a little of something in the energy field around me?
That's what, it's kind of like I'm feeling, and they kind of feel like speckles when I feel them. It's kind of like, you know, like kind of, if a visual for it would be like if somebody had used a paper punch, and you know those little round holes that you'll find floating around?
Okay, I just couldn't hear you. Speckled.
It kind of like the little speckles, and they kind of look like those little dots that you get those papers, and I can kind of feel that in your energy field. And something like that can energetically be very easily be removed from your energetic field, and we can start bringing you in healing that way and in that manner.
Uh-huh.
Being that we're on a radio program, what I would recommend is that if you wanted to make a connection with me and do this, because I do a lot of work distance-wise, like I said, you may actually feel me while we're talking here on the show, because I am able to connect with your energy field. I'm not sure how or why, but I know the guides, they do this for me, and we do it that way. But if you'd like to move forward with having some of that type of work done, please feel free to check out my website and email me and or give me a phone call on my office phone, and we can do some work that way for you and help clear that energy out of there for you. My website is april@whitewolfapril.com.
I already found you. I was impressed as I was listening to you. My dog is wagging his tail like crazy as he's sitting here while I'm speaking to you, which is interesting.
Very interesting. Very interesting. Where did they say that you were picking up those precancerous cells at?
They said uterine.
Okay. Yeah, I could feel it around the mid-abdomen. So, yeah, well, definitely, if you would like to give me a call and we can possibly do some work for you, that, you know, I more than welcome you to do that.
Okay.
Also, remember that your grandmother's energy there is there to help you. She's there to help you. She's telling me in her passing that there was some confusion as to her health condition, and she's wanting me to tell you that it was not what they had told you.
You know what? I'm wondering if you were talking about my father's mother who died before I was born, and they told us breast cancer. Is that who you're speaking of?
Yep, that's exactly who I'm picking up.
Okay.
That's exactly who I'm picking up. I feel her as a grandmother figure. So that's why
I never met her, but I felt that she was a strong person and possibly, you know, did come around. How did she die?
It was not actually, breast cancer did not take her, that she actually had another condition that was undiagnosed.
Okay.
That there was actually something, she's showing me, she's not giving me details, but she's showing me others. She's kind of giving me like a flip-flop sign with her hand, which tells me something other than what they had diagnosed or had said that's what she passed of.
Okay. You know, I think my father wants me to work with forgiveness with him. This is my father's mother. Does he have advice what I need to do for that?
To do some forgiveness work?
I think my father wants me to work with forgiveness for him.
For him, with him?
Yes.
And with many others. We all need to go through that. We all need to do that. We were doing a group session here last week, and one of the big things that came through was the forgiveness and how forgiveness can sometimes open the doors for us to not stay strong and healthy. So, yes,
right.
If we move forward with that forgiveness, and a lot of times it's that looking in that heart where we have that unconditional Christ-like type of love where we can look at people and we can look at the world through the eyes of that total, you know, forgiveness and love. And that's where I would suggest that you start is with the heart. And one of the things that I recommend to people when they're doing that is if you place your hand over your heart and you feel the beat of your heart and you feel the warmth of your heart and the love in your heart as you're allowing it to build, and you put the person that you want to do that forgiveness with, into that warmth and into that love and kind of hold them close to your heart and give them that unconditional love, it's going to help you process through that forgiveness. And you also want to do that with yourself. You want to put the energy of yourself in that place and just flood that self-love, that self-forgiveness into that as well. I hope that helps.
This is wonderful.
Thank you so
much.
And welcome to the new, listening to the radio programs.
Enjoy them. It's really great. You're breaking up, so I'm just going to say thank you and God bless, and I'll speak again. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Have a great day. So when we're all working with us, she had such a powerful question there at the end of that self-love and that forgiveness. That's a tool that you had to learn to work with, isn't it, Denise?
Yes, it is, and I'm still trying to and working with and dealing with. But I can say from experience it does get easier with practice. And as we move forward, you know, every little step that I'm able to take ends up being a huge step. You know, maybe not right away. I just maybe don't see the results right away, but within, you know, I do see the results, and it just opens up so much joy and happiness. And, you know, it's spring right now, and hopefully it's spring everywhere right now. And I just returned from the lower 48, and it was beautiful down there and green and gorgeous. One of the things that this path that I've chosen has opened up for me is the incredible messages that our little animals bring to us, our birds, and all of our, you know, even the butterflies, the moths, seeing all the animals and seeing all the birds that are coming together and starting their nesting, and it's just their spring is in the air, and I know that there's such almost like a gray type cloud that just is trying to encircle all of us with this swine flu going on, and with I understand that there's a caller on the line.
Go ahead, caller.
Hi, Dr. Lugo. Just wondering if you picked up anything on my aura or my energy. And just wondering, I seem to, when I either am driving by a street light or any kind of light outside, they seem to shut off.
They don't shut off, or they do shut off?
They shut off. I can be sitting in a church and a light will go out above me, or I'm driving down the street and the street light will either go on or off. Usually it's off.
Your energy levels are very high right now. Are you feeling that it's almost like that spring fever kind of thing, that kind of snippy, snappy energy around you?
Mm-hmm.
Can you turn on a light and you get like a blue arc going towards the light switch? And your lights will turn on easier?
That I'm not sure about. I just...
Okay. What I'm feeling is I'm feeling that lightness in the energy. I'm feeling that lightness in your auric field. And yes... In your aura field, I'm seeing a lot of the purples and the blues, and the there's a lot of vibrancy with you right now. Do you? I'm really feeling that you're bringing in a lot of. I'm feeling a lot of the Christ, Master Jesus type of energy. I'm feeling a lot of that really resonating with you right now. Have you been really working on that part of your path?
Did you say with Jesus?
The Christ, the Jesus, that type of energy, that mastering, spirituality.
I was in Jerusalem last week for the second time since last July, walking in the steps of Christ. And
okay, I can really feel that energy resonating with you. I can really feel it strongly within your auric field. It does feel like you have a little bit of a leak coming off of, like, around your left shoulder area in your energy. Does that side of your body tend to have a little bit of a weakness or not be quite to the strength that you normally have?
Yeah, I've been
seeing
a chiropractor, actually, for the sacroiliac joint or whatever.
Okay, well, you've got a little bit of an energetic weak in your auric field right in there. And that's something you can so easily smooth out, is to take your own hand in the auric field with that in your mind and as your intention, and just kind of keep smoothing that energy down as you kind of start like up at the base of your skull on your neck, and just kind of smooth down over the shoulder. And while you're doing that, visualizing that you're kind of cleaning the cobwebs out of a corner.
Okay.
And you're kind of fixing that auric area around your shoulder. And that will help with that as well.
Do you have any connections to anyone from this past with me?
Just before you asked that question, I was getting some grandparent connection, as well as I was with the other gal that was on. That mother's prayer, that seems to be really heightened today, that grandmother's prayer, that love, that tenderness that seems to come with grandparents. I feel that energy around you very strongly. If your grandmother is still present, then I'm going to look at your grandmother.
I'm adopted, so my mother was older.
Okay.
And she recently passed within the last 2 years, so.
Okay. So we're getting a lot of that energetic love coming back.
Yeah, I feel it.
So, yeah, that's one of the energies I feel very strongly with you. I also feel some animals. Did you have animals at some point in time?
I have a cat who's my best friend.
I'm sorry, say it again?
I have a cat who's going to be 14 at the end of the month. He's my best friend.
Okay. So I feel a lot of animal energy around you like that, some animals that maybe you have had in the past that are energetically still kind of around, and every now and then you'll sense them and you'll feel them in your presence. And they're just kind of passing through, just passing by.
Hmm.
But there's something about a large bird. What are those birds called? Is it the macaw or the cockatiel? I'm seeing one of those in your space as well. You may want to get one of those animal explanation books and read on the energy that they bring, because it'll give you some insight into something you're working on.
Okay.
It's the white one with the little tuft at the back of their head. What one is that one, Denise?
Is it cockatiel?
The cockatiel, okay. Look up the cockatiel in the animal book and see what kind of message that one has for you, because the animals are going to bring some messages to you too.
Okay.
All right?
Thank you very much. God bless.
Have a wonderful rest of the day. Bye-bye.
I will.
As Denise was sharing about the animals and about how the little things in life can be bringing us messages, can be bringing us answers in ways that we don't even know that they're there, they can bring us hope. They can help us see through illusions. They can help us see the beauty of the transformation of going from the cocoon to the beautiful butterfly. And we're in that time of year where we can see all of that when we're out and about. There are a number of you who have been being gifted with feathers that are starting to ask yourselves, why do I keep finding all these feathers? Why do I keep finding all these feathers? I'm seeing a group of you that there's different places in the world that you're being gifted with feathers. There's something about the feathers that they're a gift. So what I'm going to recommend and what I'm seeing is, as the animals are giving this and are gifting people with these things, look up the bird that this feather has come from, because they have a message to give to you, such as our bird that was showing itself earlier for the last caller. You want to look it up, see what the message of that bird is, like I did with the raven this morning when I could hear his beautiful wings as he just moved through the sky with such grace and such ease. Look those little things up, and if you're sitting in a dragonfly happens to fly by, what does that message, what are they carrying, what are they showing you? Those are messages that you can get without even needing someone such as myself to share those messages with you. They're just little things that the world and the globe has to give to us and the universe. And once again, I'm getting drawn back away from the earth, and I'm looking down and I'm seeing the United States again. I'm seeing how we're going to go into such a powerful, strong change that it's going to have an impact that's just going to resonate out. And a lot of that, I think, has to do with the fact that many of us are opening to hearing the messages from the other side. And the veil is getting very thin. The veil between the realms are getting so thin that many times that when we didn't used to be able to connect and communicate, we can now, and it comes through so much easier and so much clearer, and the connections are so much more powerful. I have a Mikey who's coming in to talk to his sister, and he wants me to clarify something from last week. I didn't make a connection with the sister on the radio. She didn't call into the radio, but she did send me an email after the program, and in her email, she asked me the question as to why does he always say thank you when I owe him a debt of thanks. And he's coming through for me to share with you that you don't feel like you did anything for him, but your tender love, your tender acceptance, all of that he is showing me is what helped him to go through the different things that he had to go through in his life. And he's showing me that there was a lot of dysfunction in your family, in your household, and that you helped keep sanity in that even though you were much younger, and that he knows that you thank him and that you send love to him all the time, and that you are doing that and know that you are worthy and that you should be honored for the person that you are, for bringing that love to him and to the others that you're bringing to the others in the world as well. That's why he's sending that message of love to you, and he's wanting you to know that you're very worthy of being loved and being loved by others and by giving yourself self-love is what he's showing me. And that he's showing me holding himself with pride, that you were his sister. A lot of pride in that, a lot of love in that. And as we begin to come to the tail end of our program, I do have time for another call if a caller would like to call in. I want to ask Denise, could you share a message with our listeners of a message that you would share with them if you were to offer them some words of wisdom or some insight or something along that line? What would you share with somebody if you had that opportunity?
My message would be to not give in to the fear. Don't give in to the fear. Take a good look around and take the opportunity to either get on the internet, go to the library, find some way to educate yourself to all of the wonderful things that are out there and not all of the propaganda that's being fed to us. It all begins at home and it all begins with us. And I have learned that we can all make a difference in our homes, in our lives, driving down the street, reaching out to somebody in need, reaching out to somebody in sorrow. Find the information. It is out there. We were created to be happy and whole and to enjoy this life. That's why we're here. And I just invite everybody to get some information and move forward. Don't buy into this fear and this potential panic that seems to be circling the globe as we speak. There's hope out there, and it all begins with us. Find somebody and reach out. They're there.
The answers are there.
They are there.
The guides will bring it through. You'll be led to do certain things. You'll make contacts with certain people. You'll find yourself in situations where a person in line in front of you may turn around and look at you and have a message to give to you just by a smile or a shared word of encouragement or something like that. Or you in turn may feel the same thing to share with another. It's important that we do that, that we bring that light messages forward and that we let those that are across the veil help us and encourage us.
Exactly. Stop second guessing everything. Not everybody's out to hurt, and not everybody's out. And they're always with us. They are always with us. And quite frankly, by acknowledging them, we are giving them as much joy as they are giving us. When just a small acknowledgement to whoever has crossed, whoever has made such a difference in your life, just say to them, hey, thank you. I love you. just that small little thing is a huge step forward and can make such a huge difference in your lives.
And in those that we communicate with and that we come into contact with even for a split second.
Exactly. I guess, you know, if you can stop second-guessing everything and just listen to that little voice, you will find that once you start listening to that little tiny voice inside, that voice will begin to grow.
And remember, we only want to hear the voices that bring love and light and healing.
Exactly.
Never a voice that brings in a message of hurt or harm to self or to others. You always want to keep that in mind and tell those dark voices, go away, we don't want to entertain you.
Exactly.
I do want to encourage you, and one of the other things that I'm seeing as we're getting ready to wrap up here is they're taking me once again, I'm seeing that global picture again, but they're showing me, and Denise can relate to this, as we were doing a session earlier, the same energy appeared, but this is a little bit of a different energy. I'm seeing a figure, and then this figure is holding, and they're holding this lantern above the earth and above the United States and above each one of us, and they're holding this lantern that's just sending this beautiful beacon of love and light and healing to everybody, and it's there for us. They're showing me that it's there for absolutely anybody who's willing to accept it and to take it. So powerfully move forward with the knowledge of that and trust that. And Denise, I want to thank you for being with us today. This has been April, your host and facilitator for Across the Veil. You can hear us every Friday, same time, same place. I invite you to feel free to contact me at April at White Wolf April is my website, or you can send my website is whitewolfapril.com, or you can give me a call. Whatever works for you, I welcome your questions and comments and feedback from the program and or anything in life if you have any questions or anything like that. I also do over-the-phone, internet, one-on-one readings or distance healing work for folks. Whatever you may need, you can probably connect with me through the web, through my email, through the phone, and we can help move forward and we can bring those messages to you from across the veil. I want you to have a spectacular week, and until next time, may you be blessed with wealth, health, and abundance.